Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everyone?
Howdy.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. What's been happening, Christian? It's been a busy week for myself. What about you?
Yep. It's been a week already. It's only Tuesday.
I know. We're coming to you from a Tuesday.
We've done it again. It's like the third week in a row where we've just haven't recorded on the weekend, and here we are.
Yeah. So
last week was an absolute prick of a week. But, you know, it's what it is.
Tuesday is very different. We normally never, I don't think we've ever recorded on a Tuesday. So.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, nice. Not a lot of exciting things happening this week.
I got raped.
I don't know where this is going, because I was going to go the exact same way, because I just spent the last 3 hours having the same thing done to me.
Elden Ring DLC came out, and
yeah,
my ring is feeling quite Elden at the moment. It has bent me over and violently assaulted me for multiple back-to-back hours.
Yes. And to think we pay money for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know why we do it, but look, it is a great game.
Yeah.
The DLC is really good so far from what I've played.
Like, yes. Tell me you're a masochist without saying you're a masochist. It's like, play Elden Ring.
Yep. Oh, shit. Just any Souls-like game. Yeah. If you've got no idea what we're talking about, or you're not into games, this particular game, it's just very hard for no real reason at all. It's just really hard. I tried to explain to Taylor a little bit about the game and the veracity of like how hard it is, because you know in a standard game usually there's like difficulties, you'll have different difficulty modes, or there'll be easy, medium, hard, or whatever they want to call it. Usually there's three tiers, but there can be some more. Elden Ring doesn't have that. It's just
right
what it is. it's the nicest way to put it, to be honest. Anyway,
it's just a skull fuck. Like, that's what it is. There's nothing. Like, if you make a mistake, you're dead. That's as simple as it is.
Yes. Yeah, you pay for it. Certainly do.
Unforgiving.
Absolutely. Very unforgiving.
Unforgiving.
But nevertheless, very fun. And Daniel, that's probably the most exciting thing to come out of this week. Well, it came out last week, actually. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it came out.
Yeah, it came out like 4-5 days ago. 4 days ago.
4 days, 21st, it came out.
Right.
So if we'd recorded on Sunday, like we meant to, then we'd be like, oh, Elden Ring came out this week.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't going to get it until later this week, but I couldn't help myself because it's everywhere on Instagram for me at the moment.
Fuck, what a
segue. I know, right? I'm I'm good. I'm pretty good. every reel that I come through, I think I've sent you multiple 50 plus.
You and Krug.
Oh, yeah, I bet Krug is too. It's a good thing I don't have him on Instagram. He'd be sending them to me too. That's all it is. That's all I'm getting at the moment. That and the Hoctur.
Spit on that thing.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Marry me if you listen to our podcast. Not the rest of you, it's just her.
Oh, well, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, so there's the Hoctur chick. I'm waiting for an Elden Ring and the Hoctur to blend together. I'm waiting for that reel. So
there is a gargoyle, one of the imps.
Someone make me that.
One of the imps bits. He's got like a little blowpipe sword, so he'll do like a swing attack, okay. And he'll bring it up and be like, poof. So I guess you could replace that and be like,
Hoctur. Yeah, it's been great. So between the Elden Ring memes and those other memes, the remixes, some of them are great. Some of them are
baby
they're just endless. That's all that's on my social media at the moment. Yeah, so this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about social media and its influence on our mental health. What a great segue. Fuck, I'm good. Just ask me.
The fucking good song.
What's a good song? Fig Jam. Yeah, right. How good of a song is that?
Are we thinking about the same one?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. The one that's just like...
Fingers?
Yeah, Butterfingers. Yeah.
Yeah, they're from, like, Ipswich, right?
Oh, I knew they were from, like, around here, but I didn't know exactly where from. Yeah, okay. Really good. Yeah. I used to, took me a long time before I realised what it was. I thought someone was actually just talking about, like, a jam made from figs. So it took me a while to catch on to that. But,
Vote on things that you just don't know.
Yeah, well, some of us are unpolluted.
Sheltered.
Sheltered. That's a good way of putting it. Anywho, social media. We've touched on social media a little bit with, I think, a little bit in the addictions episode. I feel like maybe we touched on it, social media addiction, kind of, maybe.
I just realized that the Stormtrooper's riding the AT-AT like a fucking animal. That's cool. Sorry, I got completely distracted.
It's fine. If you're listening on Spotify, jump on the YouTube. I don't even know what timestamp we're at. 7 minutes ago, look at Christian's Star Wars hoodie that he's rocked in a couple of these episodes now.
6 degrees. If it's below 10 degrees, chances are I'm going to be wearing my hoodie.
Hey, we've still got a fair bit of winter ahead of us.
It's raining too, like heavy rain.
Is it? Yeah.
It's cold. Like it is.
Yeah, that sucks.
Really cold.
Yeah, right. We got some rain overnight. The first bit of rain we've had in weeks.
It wasn't rain. It was pissing on your roof.
Is that what it was? Right. So we've talked about.
It's just me all night. Sorry.
It's fine. It's relevant. But anyway, if you haven't seen that, everyone's seen that.
Surely.
Surely everyone's seen that that meme. It's too popular at the moment. Anyway.
Gone viral.
Yeah, that's the word for it. Yep. Certainly has gone viral. So, yeah, we talked about social media, I think, in our addictions episode, because it can be an addiction. You know, you can get addicted to social media. And there's a lot of other things that can come with social media, a lot of other mental health things that can creep into our minds when using social media excessively. I've definitely... We've talked about doom scrolling before in a sleep episode.
Booking last week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So I've definitely been on the end of doom scrolling. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, there's so many different things with social media and mental health. One of the things that, 'cause social media is something that I studied as well through my degree.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, didn't you know? I don't think I've ever mentioned that. I took maybe two or three classes. But yeah, really interesting. I learned a lot of different ins and outs of social media. That's probably why I don't like it a lot or use it a heap. But
says the guy that seems to be like 50 Instagram reels a day. I don't use social media.
That's just when I'm sitting on the toilet. Like, I really don't use it any other time.
I know off work because it's like around 12 o'clock, I get spammed by like 10 Instagram reels in a row. It's like dung, 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 dung. So, yeah, Caleb's knocked off.
Yep. One of the biggest things that can come with social media is FOMO.
Mm.
Yeah, the fear of missing out.
Yeah, I really suffered with that one, like, back when... So that's how old I am, right? I was there for MySpace and when Facebook was like first started.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you'd log into Facebook and like you see all your friends. And back when you actually, if you like liked a page, you actually got their posts. These days you don't. Because
no.
Unless you like specifically like interact with that page every day, it eventually disappears from your feed. Stupid algorithms. It's just so dumb.
It's very flooded. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, back before like targeting advertisements too, and there's all that sort of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people would post up like, oh, I'm going on a holiday. It's like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And then like you follow like before influencers were really a thing. And it's like you just follow like some movie stars or fucking actors, whatever, you actresses, whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you know, oh, I'm going to go do this. I just bought this new product. And it's like, oh, fuck yeah. It's
like, yeah.
And, you know, like new trends or stuff like that they post about. And you're like, oh, am I missing out? Like, should I be trying this? Oh, fuck. Damn it. Yep. Trying to put my foot under my leg. And I'm just failing. Fuck today. Right off. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. You're right though. Fear of missing out. I remember the same thing, and I kind of got social media maybe late primary school years, like Facebook. I think that's when that came about. And yeah, you used to see all different sort of things, like things that you'd follow different people, and there'd be, you know, you like you said, going on holiday or getting new things. Now, as I've, I guess, grown up in later 20s into the nearly 30s, we see a lot of different, like, you know, people now that like they'll buy a house or they'll have kids or things like that. So, you know, people that you'd been, I guess, Facebook friends with or acquaintances with, because back then you just went and, you know, followed everyone. I think you mentioned that last week, you did a big clean out years ago. And yeah, you know, at that kind of point in time, and all of a sudden you've just got all these people now putting all this stuff up, going on holiday, having kids, having a house, all this sort of stuff. And yeah, there's that fear of missing out. But there's also that kind of forces you through a bit of a self-reflection.
Hmm.
You know, having a look at what others are doing, and that's where we kind of come into that sort of comparison type of maneuver through social media, which is not very healthy, which can be quite detrimental to your mental health. If you're dwelling on those sort of things and comparing yourself to, you know, the millions and millions and millions of people that are on, you know, social media, putting up all this great stuff, and, you know, you may not have that, or you may not have this, you may not be able to go and do that. And that's a pretty quick ticket to feeling depressed and feeling a bit upset about where you might be at in life. So Yeah, definitely something to err on the side of caution, because it's definitely caught me out many years. Many, many years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it also, you know, very easily leads you into the temptation of poor financial decisions as well. Like,
oh, yes.
If you got a bunch of friends that are all posting about the same thing, and it's just like, okay, maybe I'll get involved too. Mm-hmm. It's like, put my money at it. And, yeah, I think I just kind of got to the point where I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just, you know, I just stopped caring. Like, people can post whatever the hell they want, and I'm like, yeah, good on you. That's cool. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, you get excited for the person, but like, you don't compare it to yourself. I don't own a house, but when I see other people buying houses with their partners or shit like that, and I'm just like, you know, good job, man. That's fucking cool. But I'm not like, oh, I wish I was buying a house. I wish I was married. It's like, I just, I'm good.
Yeah, it sort of gets to that point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no real way to work around it. Like, you're going to go through that. Like, especially if you're you know, young, coming out of high school. You know, you're just in your late teens or coming to early 20s. It's very easy. Your formative years, as they call it. Yeah, that's right. Very easy to just, you know, fall on the bandwagon. You know, because of that FOMO, because of that fear of missing out. So, and yeah, it can lead to, like you said, financial troubles because you're throwing your money at it. It can lead to substance abuse because instead of throwing your money at that stuff, you just get depressed, and so you turn to other kind of negative coping mechanisms that way. So, you know, it can lead to that sort of thing. So, yeah, they're just some of the things that excessive social media use can do to your mental health. What about bullying? You been bullied on social media, Christian?
Fucking hell.
Other than me.
Yeah, no. When I came out as non-binary, and when I like tried my
tag, yep,
I got fucking ruthlessly bullied by people that I thought were friends.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well.
Yes, have very much experienced bullying. Even like just, you know, commenting in groups and that, like someone posts something and you comment and then all of a sudden, you know, someone decides to jump down your throat for your opinion. And you know, I used to thrive on that shit. I used to love getting into arguments on Facebook. And then I realized that's a stupid thing to do.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, fishing. Yeah, there's a lot of fishing goes on in the AFL community.
Mm.
Yeah. It's huge for it. Massive. There's probably many other communities as well, but that's the one that I can refer to because I actually stopped looking at a lot of like posts from, like, you know, different football clubs and, you know, anything to do with the AFL and games and things like that. Stop looking at comments, stop reading comments, just because, it was all so negative. That's and vague. A lot of people. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Yeah, a lot of phishing, a lot of clickbait sort of stuff. I don't know. Trying to get you to comment, trying to get you to, you know, trying to rev you up. So, yeah, I just kind of move past that and stop kind of looking at that sort of stuff. But so that sort of thing, that's a terrible trap to fall into. I did as well, actually, to be honest. That's why I had to stop. Mm-hmm. It's probably a good year there where I'd get, you know, super, super upset and angry over someone's dumb, silly comment that meant nothing. They're probably sitting thousands and thousands of kilometers away, and for some reason it, like, you know, revved me up the wrong way, and that would ruin the rest of my day. So that's another thing. You know, it's not letting social media or something you see on social media ruin your day or ruin your outlook for the rest of the day or your outlook on something in particular. If you've got something that you have some sort of view on something, then that's fine. You don't need to.
Opinions are like assholes. You know, everyone's got one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Don't have to agree with everyone.
Imagine if it didn't have an arsehole, though.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I took my glasses off to clean them, right? And I look weird now. I've gotten used to them. Like, I've gotten used to having them on.
Mm.
And I took them off. And I'm like, who the fuck's that?
Hey. I don't know. I didn't notice. Got them on or off. Your eyes just looked a little bit more zoomed in. That was about it when you got them on. Hmm. Anyway, self-absorption.
What about it?
Do you know anything about that?
No.
I think we talked about it.
Absorbed it all.
No, not at all. So, you know, just being so involved in social media that it takes you away from your real life.
I was guilty of it. Still, I don't think I'm not really guilty of it now. Like, I use Snapchat every day. I send good morning snaps to people, like, but not to get replies. Kind of thing. Like, I just I'm not sending snaps of, like, I'm not sending selfies so people can reply. I'm like, oh my god, you look so good today. It's more just the easiest way to say good morning to a lot of people at once.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And, you know, like, a lot of my friends and that just don't see me anymore. So, you know. Here's what I look like today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's one good thing. I mean, I'll link back to that later, but that's one good thing about, like, social media, your distance. You know, so it's one good thing for your mental health. Yeah, especially if you do live far from family and friends and things like that, it can really help. Kind of give you that connection that you wouldn't have without that sort of social media capability. So that's kind of really cool. That is a really good thing about it, and I think that can help your mental health in a regard. There are some pros and cons. There definitely are some pros and cons.
And I went off topic there, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, we did. Self-absorption, like, you know, posting selfies relentlessly to your Facebook, trying to get people's approval and just, you know, chasing that kind of rush, I guess, from having lots and lots of friends like your posts, and it's like, yeah, look at me, and you think that you're the center of the world, but you're not, because I am. So stay in your own lane. But no, like, that's what it is, though. Like, it's just, you become self-absorbed in a way because of your maybe usage of social media and chasing those reactions and replies.
Yes. Yes. When we first started the podcast, I was like that. I was spending every second that I could, like, looking at whether anyone had listened, whether anyone had...
That's different. It's not self-absorbed. Different. It's like... No. That's very different. Like,
just the idea of being so engrossed, that you put off, other life and, you know, real life sort of thing, just so that you can. But
I did the same thing with my TikTok when I first started that, and, like, you know, some of the views were, like, really popping off, and you'd check back every, like, half an hour. I'm like, oh yeah, really exciting. You know, some of those videos, like over 10,000 views, and it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Quite a rush.
It is quite a rush. That's the other thing too, I guess, when it's easy to get in the habit of wanting to use social media when other things aren't going so well. You know, we talk about gaming. We have talked about gaming as you know, at a point in our lives that we've used it as a getaway from, you know, the real world, get away from our problems, get away from having to think through whatever it is that we need to. And the same thing with social media, you know, it can be used in the same sort of way. So masking other underlying problems that you might be facing, you know, with your, with other stress, depression, boredom, that sort of thing. So that's a unhealthy trap to fall into as well. You know, I've been there, not necessarily with social media, but definitely with gaming, and yeah, same kind of concept.
Yeah, I definitely am known to use social media to help with like anxiety or stressful situations. So if I'm feeling quite out of sorts in a social setting, that's my go-to. Yeah. I'll whip my phone out and start scrolling through Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah. Well, what about I was just thinking about it the other day, and it's been such a long time since I can remember what it was like before, you know, today, where you walk into, like, I don't know, a doctor's or a physio or whatever. I remembered it at the physio the other day, right? I walk in and, it's just like, I've got an appointment, blah, blah, blah. You sit down and straight away just pull out the phone, you're on social media, you look at the five or six others sitting around doing the exact same thing, no one makes eye contact with each other, no one talks, you'd barely talk to the receptionist if you had to.
I flirt with all receptionists.
You flirt with everyone, though. That's a known thing. So anyway, it's a funny, I say funny, but it's quite the phenomenon, really, how it's changed because of social media. Our social interactions in the real world have completely changed. So that's a bit hard, I guess, for people who are, we talked about last week about, you know, venting and talking to people and that sort of thing. If that's your thing and that's what helps you with some of your mental health issues, it's not a very easy thing to do nowadays. You know, talking to someone in person just doesn't happen.
That's a good point. So we've obviously spoken about it, so quickly mention the whole sleep thing. Using social media can negatively impact your sleeping patterns. So yes. We don't need to go into that because we've already spoken about it. And if you didn't listen to it, go back and watch the sleep episode. But also, it can influence you to engage in risky behavior. To get likes and shares.
Yeah.
Like how many Instagram reels do you see of people doing stupid shit just for the likes?
Yep.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm here for it because I'm watching it. So I'm entertained as fuck.
And I'm laughing my fucking ass off and sending it to you and then laughing small. Yeah. But, not good.
I guess, The negative side of that, like, you know, if an individual does something stupid and is like, and then people start to recreate it and do it too, then it becomes a problem. It's like Jackass, right?
Yeah.
You know, everyone watched Jackass and then everyone was doing stupid shit. Well, not everyone, but you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people trying to recreate it. And it's like, how many people got fucking hurt doing dumb shit ideas?
Yep.
Like, you know, we're going to be the next Jackass. It's like,
Oh, absolutely. Well, it doesn't even just go for, stupid shit as well. Like, go for other stuff.
How many people have you watched eat that fermented fish?
No, that's gone over my head. I've missed that. Yeah.
It's Swedish fermented fish in like a tuna can, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's like one of the worst smelling things in the world.
Okay.
And you, like, if you're going to eat it, you have to open it outside. It's that bad.
Oh, really?
And, like, there's so many. I can't pronounce the name. It's like, it's Sturmstrung or something. I don't remember. It's something weird. But, like, so many videos of people just cracking the can and then just power spewing.
You're kidding.
No.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, and you're like the hiss when it opens, it's like a can of soft drink.
Oh shit!
And yeah, they're just like,
oh no, shit.
Yeah, like I'm a sucker for like the hot sauces.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. People trying hot sauces and
I've gone out other and hot done foods. The world's hottest hot sauces because other people fucking did it.
Yep.
That was peer pressure more than social media, though, because my friends were just like, do it, Spoon. I'm just like, no.
Bit of FOMO.
just peer pressure.
It's peer pressure.
You won't.
Well, yeah, we all know how that goes. Well, that's it. So there's, you know, you see something and you want to try it. You know, it may be good, it may be bad, it may be silly, it may get you hurt, those sort of things. There's other things too, like there's a lot of things around social media and this is a whole other can of worms that we definitely don't have time to go into in this episode today, but you know, sort of your self image, how you see yourself because of what you see on social media, you know, so you might see people doing things, you know, to themselves, to their image, and that might then influence you to go and try those sort of things as well, which can be good, but can also sometimes not go so well.
For an in-depth discussion on self-image, go back and watch Be True to You episode.
Yeah, we did cover a little bit of that, didn't we? I think we talked about social media as well in that little part. So
almost like we've covered a shit ton of topics.
Yeah, I kind of forget. What are we up to now? Episode 21. So yeah, so we have spoken about that. So that's a big thing with social media and something to be careful of.
But it's definitely it's like, you know, you see all these people posting like gym selfies or workout challenges and you're like, oh, my body doesn't look like that. I wish my body looked like that. Yep. Or, you know, I wish I had that many tattoos, or I wish I could afford that clothing. And then, oh my God,
Hey, the list goes on.
Body image, like negative body image, like just.
Oh, one of the most brutal mental things you can go through.
Yep. Well, like social media has just so much to answer for.
Yeah. I think I'm on the side of it's probably done more harm than it has good. That's probably where I sit with it. That's my personal opinion.
I tend to agree. I think. Because, you know, as much as it's done good, like I use social media a lot, and obviously we use social media for the podcast.
Well, we do, yeah.
But how many sexist, racist, horrible people use the same platforms to get their voice out there? And, you know,
that's exactly right. So, yeah, double-edged sword. Anyway, you get that on the big jobs. Well, look out for social media. Don't spend too much time on it. And if you are spending too much time on it, maybe talk to someone about it. Go and see what you can do to stop spending so much time. They got most apps now have settings, or your phone will have settings. You can tell yourself to stop. This doesn't work for, I don't know, I think I've tried it in the past. It didn't even work. You just go, oh, yeah, I've spent too much time that I set for myself, whatever, tick it off, and away you keep scrolling. But, you know, you can try that. You can try setting an alarm, try putting your phone down, try breaking your phone.
Self-reflection's a good thing when it comes to like your social media usage. If you think you're starting to use it too much, you probably fucking are. Mm. And then sit down and have a think on like why you're using it, what times are you using it, like what's the situation? Are you just using it because you're bored? What can you do instead? Are you using it to escape a social situation that you're not comfortable in? It's like, well, why? What else can you do? There's heaps of like important things that you can ask yourself to understand why you're using so much social media. And then it'll be easier to go from there and figure out what steps you need to take to reduce your social media time.
Yes. Very, very well put. And while you are using social media, jump onto the Pain in the Head podcast YouTube. Like a couple of videos.
Comment.
Listen to a couple of videos. Send us a comment.
For you, nice. Grandma, don't comment again because you're wrong.
No, that was amazing. Very, very much appreciated that comment. Well, you know, it's always nice to be right.
The fucking disrespect. The disrespect. You should have just agreed with me because I'm your grandson. Your only grandson. Your first grandchild.
Well, you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Oh, shit. Well, we're going to take a break. Here's a word from our sponsors. We're going to hit you with some music as soon as we get back.
Love you, Grandma.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. It did throw me off. Yeah. Christian gave me the finger. He does every episode.
Have you seen the video where the lead singer from Bullet for My Valentine miscounts?
No.
Yeah, it's like a live one. And one of their songs is like, 4, 3, 2, 1. And he's like, he puts the wrong fingers up for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
We've all done it.
Check it out. Yeah. Mm.
Oi. What's your shirt say?
My shirt says, I like to bang. And it's got a drum kit on it. It's really cool. I've worn this t-shirt before in the podcast.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about it.
You were like really excited to wear it, and you're like, I'm going to talk about this, and then when you did...
I think I completely forgot. Yeah, and awesome t-shirt. Taylor got it for me when she went over to London a little while ago. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. I liked it. It's got drums on it. I like drums. As everyone probably knows by now, or if this is your first episode, you know I like drums. Anyway, we were talking about social media and the effect it can have on our mental health. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
Long time coming. Hmm. I've got some pretty cool songs this week. A couple that I'm quite excited for. One that you're not excited for either of my songs. Let's be completely honest. I'm gonna wait till the end.
I'll give the first band another go.
Well, my first one was going to be Seether, so you'll give him another go, really?
I don't hate Seether. I just don't like Seether. I don't get excited for Seether.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Look, each to our own. I did bring up a Seether song last week, but this week I'm going to talk about Wasteland from the same album. Awesome song, for starters. It's just, you got to watch the video clip. That's where the meaning really, really comes through. So to me, it's really about, what we've been talking about, how we're so engrossed in social media. We're so engrossed in, you know, the FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out, wanting to be like someone else on social media, seeing what other people do, and wanting to be that image, you know, or that particular image on social media. So we'll take the photos, or we'll dress it up, or, you know, we'll do whatever we have to do to get the likes, you know, as you were saying earlier in the episode, you know, we go and do the dumb shit. That's what it's kind of about. And then kind of thinking at how we're kind of just hiding behind that wall and we're kind of masking a lot of our mental problems. So our, you know, depression, anxiety, and all those sort of things, and how we're just masking it. And if you look at the YouTube video or the video clip, it very clearly portrays that. And it's a really, really cool idea how they've done it. I've sent you a video of me singing it. Not necessarily the whole thing, but there's a scream that he does about halfway through. Yeah, and it just fucking rocks. Really, really, really cool. And really just hammers home the effect of the song and the meaning behind it. So, it's really good. The chorus, like, this teenage wasteland of ours, I feel too much. This drug won't take on for hours. And just that whole kind of, like, you know, doom scrolling. We spend so much time on social media. We're in a bit of a wasteland, or, you know, the world that we're in is a bit of a wasteland because the real world now is lived online. Anyway, great song, great message, and really links into what we've been talking about. So I had to bring it up. So
I just thought of something.
You usually do. I usually spark on your genius.
I'm not even sighing at you. I'm sighing at my thought. So your whole, like, you keep bringing up fear of missing out. And I thought of a song. I don't want to fucking talk about it, but I will.
No, you don't. You will. Okay. Lay it on me.
Fucking Rockstar by Nickelback.
Oh, perfect fucking example. Yeah, what a great example. Not a bad song either, to be honest. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's Nickelback. I know everyone says, oh, you got to hate them or you got to love them. I don't, you know.
They have, like, three songs that I really enjoy.
Or? Burn It Down or Burn It to the Ground or one of those. Yeah, there's a really good song there.
Saving Me. This is How You Remind Me.
Good song.
Animals.
Animals is good.
Burn It to the Ground.
Yeah, Burn It to the Ground. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Great song. Oh, How You Remind Me.
Someday.
Someday. Yeah. First ever karaoke song that I did, Someday. And How You Remind Me was the first song that I learned to play on drums.
Animals is such a better song, though, for drums.
All the Right Reasons album hadn't come out when I first started drumming. Came out in 2012, I think. I could be right here. All the Right Reasons. I'm gonna look this up. I'm pretty sure it came out in 2012. No, it came out in 2005. I was completely wrong. I must have been thinking of one of the other albums. Anyway. Never mind. But yes, they got lots of great drums. Daniel Adair is a pretty good drummer. Well, he was only the drummer from All the Right Reasons onwards. They did have another drummer previously. I'm not sure of his name, but yeah, Daniel Adair took over the reins in early 2000s.
Mixed so well.
It's very well mixed. Yeah,
probably like one of my favorite like kick drum sounds. Especially Animals. That shit punches you.
Yeah. It's a good song.
But yeah, that wasn't one of the songs I was going to talk about, but it's fine. I'll use it.
No, but good example.
Rockstar. Because we all want to be rock stars. Live in hilltop mansions, driving fancy cars.
Girls come easy and drugs come cheap.
We'll stay skinny because we just won't eat.
Yeah. Heard it a lot. It was on the radio a fair bit when I was younger.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
This looks like a wanker.
Chad.
Yeah. And his name. Chad.
Chad. Oh, I don't
know. Such a stupid name. Chad.
No, well, there goes all of our Chad listeners.
Don't let the door hit you. Sorry.
Yes. Anyway, anyway, coming from Christian. Moving on. Next song.
I do.
Do you want? Yeah, you want to talk about your actual song you were going to talk about?
Yeah. So it's got nothing to do. Well, actually, it does have to do with social media. Because it popped up on social media and popped off, became a massive viral sensation.
Okay. Yes, we got a viral example.
Irish school kids doing a fucking drum and bass track. The Spark. It's amazing.
I think I've heard it. I think you've sent it to me.
I was just singing it in the break. I played it before the podcast started too on my phone.
To G up. Yeah. Did it work? Yeah, it's good.
Nothing really to talk about the song. It's just if you haven't heard it, go fucking listen to it because it's a bunch of school kids who produced an absolute banger.
That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't actually realize.
Yeah, and my kids love it. They absolutely love it. So whenever I pick them up on Wednesdays and Thursdays, it's like, Daddy, can you play The Spark? It's like, yeah, fucking here we go again. And the kids are in the back seat rocking out to it. They just ask for the same songs now. It's The Spark, Weatherman, Don't Touch My Clogs.
That's still on there.
Paradise.
Oh, well, they're bangers.
Oh, and the two back-to-back Offspring songs. I mean, they don't listen to them.
I'm so proud.
they say, we won't say the naughty word, Daddy. So, yeah, fucking you better not.
Yeah, otherwise you can't listen to the song ever again. Yeah, Slim Pickens, great song. What does it go into, the other one, before I talk about this?
Slim Pickens Rides the Bomb to Hell? This is the second one. Yeah. The first one...
I should know this. We've spoken about the Offspring so much. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, no, that's all, that. All six of those, that's basically what I listen to every Wednesday and Thursday now.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that, though. I'm here for it.
No. I mean, it could have been worse. Could have been listening to Baby Shark or, you know.
If they asked for Baby Shark, I'd just put the Frog Leap Studios cover on.
Yeah.
Baby Shark.
That's pretty cool, actually. I do like that version.
That's the they always hit me up with the can we listen to Daddy songs?
Yeah, how does that go?
Yeah. Play them, whatever.
Play them, yep.
They know, cool. they know, man. They know not to say the naughty words. So I try to avoid songs with naughty words, but they just like my taste in music, and I'm not going to fucking hold them back from it.
No, absolutely not. They'll become great singers like you.
They're better than me.
Yeah. won't be too hard.
Take my hoodie off after that fucking burn.
Yeah, that'll warm you up. All right, what's your... You said you had another one too, didn't you?
Did?
Hmm.
I forgot it.
Oh, okay. Well, while you ponder on that...
Oh!
Oh.
It's just a new Powerwolf song, Sinners of the Sea.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Came out last week. And fucking amazing.
Been binging that.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I love Powerwolf.
Okay. I haven't listened to that, but...
sent it to you.
I know you sent it to me, but I haven't listened to it yet. But I have heard other Powerwolf.
After the podcast finishes?
Listening to the new Powerwolf song.
Get skull fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's on the agenda. This song's got nothing to do. My next song is to talk about nothing to do with social media, nothing to do with anything. It actually just popped up for me today and reminded me of how much I actually like this band.
Would you say it was "This Is How You Remind Me"?
Yeah, very, very good. That actually wasn't very good, but
no.
I'm laughing anyway.
Did you know that Chad featured on a Steel Panther song?
I didn't know that, but that reminds me of another song that Chad's featured on that slaps.
What
Hero?
Is the song name?
What is the song name?
Pretty sure it was "It Won't Suck Itself."
You're kidding.
No. Google it.
Really?
Pretty sure that was a song. Yeah, "It Won't Suck Itself."
Yeah, wow. That's full on.
And it's exactly what you're thinking about.
Okay. Well, let's not.
Actually, sorry. I'm just going to cut any real quick. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off here. But the funniest story about that song is when that album came out, I was obsessed with it. And my best mate, Tomo, was too. And that song in particular, he was like, dude, I don't know who the guest artist is on this song, but he has an amazing voice. Like, it's so good. I fucking love it.
Oh, really?
And he hates Nickelback with a passion.
Are you kidding?
And when I found out, my jaw hit the floor. I was just like, dude, I'm going to fucking flip shit over this. I was like, dude, you know who that is? And he's just like, nah, who is it? I was like, dude, you're going to fucking flip. And he's like, oh, no.
Way.
I was like, dude, that's Chad. That's Nickelback. And he's like, get fucked. Fuck off. I was just like, nah, look. I showed him. He's just like, fuck.
No way.
he was ropeable.
What a slap in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's as bad as everyone says. Anyway, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, cool.
I thought he featured in it, but he actually did a song by himself. I think it was written for
Spider-Man,
visual media.
Wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Song written for Spider-Man?
It might have been. I can't remember what it was written for. But I really like it. Great song. It did get the Grammy Award for best song written for visual media. Oh, it was a good song. Really good song. Solo in it was really cool. From memory, haven't listened to it for a while.
A Hero by Nickelback, official video Spider-Man soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Cool. Good movie.
What?
Really?
The Amazing Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland are good movies.
Yeah, Tom Holland's aren't too bad.
Holland's are really good.
No. They're okay.
I'm going to click that big red disconnect button.
They're okay if you're 12 and don't have any taste in any comics whatsoever. The first one was okay, and then the second one was, and then the third one. Don't even waste my time. But no, you got to go back to the Sam Raimi Spider-Man. The first one, second one, yeah, was okay, and then the third one they lost the plot. But that first one, Green Goblin, that was a good movie, that one. Yeah, yep, absolutely. That one's the top. That one's number one. And then maybe the first Tom Holland movie. Andrew Garfield's not too bad. I rate the first one a little bit. Second one, not so good. But
Just talk about your song.
But anyway.
Fuck you. Fucking useless.
But I mean, like, they're not that good. It's Marvel. No. They can't get that good. Anyway, I'm not even going to worry about talking about this next song. I'm going to save it for a rainy day.
He wanted to talk about Ice Nine Kills.
Okay, fine. I'll talk about him. Ice Nine Kills. What came up today? I listened to the song that came up today. It was The American Nightmare. It slaps.
I think I heard like one of their songs, and I think it was to do with Resident Evil.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I might have heard this one. The American Nightmare is loosely based off of The Nightmare on Elm Street. Really cool concept. See, have you never listened to Ice Nine Kills before? They take concepts from horror movies and put them into a song. I'm actually not really a big horror movie fan, but I really do like the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
You're really just showing how shit your taste is in movies. Movies.
I do like some, but I'm just not the biggest fan. Anyway, I really like Nightmare on Elm Street. If you like a Nightmare on Elm Street, go listen to The American Nightmare by Ice Nine Kills. Get that in your ear, pussies. It's awesome. It slaps, the whole thing. Really cool concept, really cool idea. I'm not going to spoil it. Just go listen to it if you like that sort of thing.
I'll listen to it after this.
It's good.
And you have to listen to the Powerwolf song, and It Won't Suck Itself.
Deal. Deal. You got yourself a deal. You have to listen to Wasteland too.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, gosh. Got him in a good mood. All right, that's all we've got enough time for this week. Next week, we're going to talk about guilt.
I'm not guilty.
No. That kind of came out weird. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about guilt somehow. We're going to tie it into something. We'll figure it out over the next week. So thanks. Yeah, we'll figure it out. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Thanks for sticking around. Sorry. Now I'm thinking about last week's episode and the end. And if you're listening to this episode, go back to last week's episode and pay close attention to the end of the episode. Christian has the best sign off.
Could have been a voice actor. About
21 episodes. Yeah, you do some really cool voices. Yeah, we've had this conversation.
So do you, though.
I do some pretty good ones. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. Next week, we're going to talk about guilt, and I'm going to do the whole episode in Stitch's voice from Lilo and Stitch. So look forward to that. No, I'm not going to do that.
Thank God.
Anyway, that's it. It's okay to not be okay. I'm getting out of here. Bye.